I'm chatting now with Trevor Lee, who is the People's Party of Canada representative in Chatham-Kent, Leamington. Welcome, Trevor. Thank you so much for your time.
And thank you.
Thanks, Robin.
So tell us about yourself and why you are running in Chatham-Kent, Leamington.
Sure. Well, I'm like 53 years old. I'm from Winnipeg originally. Moved out to Ontario back in my teens and then moved back and forth. Like most teenagers do, they don't know, or, you know, late teens, early 20s, you don't know where you're going. But I settled here in Ontario back in 99. Oh, man, that's a long time ago. And then made my way out into Southwest Ontario. So I live in a small community called Rodney, but I'm representing the Chatham-Kent Leamington riding. As I was discussing with Robin earlier, it's driven all over this place now. I've been into Wallaceburg like a half a dozen times, love it, and met a lot of great people out in this riding, and I'm looking forward to representing them.
If elected, how will you support area residents and businesses that are being negatively impacted by the U.S.-Canada trade war?
Well, the People's Party stance on this is to not retaliate with tariffs. So as we've seen in the last couple of weeks, the countries who did not retaliate had a 90-day reprieve and been invited to the table to sit down to work out new agreements. I think the way that we have been battling this with the retaliatory tariffs has been wrong. It not only hurts us, hurts the states, hurts everybody. So we should have not put any tariffs on, just sat down with the Trump administration, had a talk, put everything on the table, and try to work out a better deal for both countries.
How does your party intend to address the homelessness crisis and housing shortages specifically in Chatham-Kent, Leamington?
Yes, well, again, the People's Party stance on the housing really boils down to our stance on immigration. So for immigration, we want to put a full pause, do a moratorium on immigration. So go back to making sure that the people that we bring in are people who want to become Canadian and represent Canadian values. So putting a full stop on it, or a pause on it, I should say, would then let us then find out, okay, so what do we really need for housing? We also have to look at deportation. I mean, a lot of people don't like that word, but we have a lot of people here illegally. We have the students that have come in where their visas have expired. They need to be going back home. Take the education you got here, use it in your country. That's why you came, right? So I think that would free up a lot. And then we also have to look at our own foreign spending. We spend way too much money on things that do not affect Canada. We should be spending that money here at home. We still have, you know, boil water advisories for some communities that need to be addressed. We have homeless issues. We would have billions and billions of dollars to be able to then put into programs that help Canadians.
And our final question, erosion and damage to the roads along the Lake Erie shoreline, a major issue in the riding. Now that the consumer carbon tax has been canceled, how does your party plan to address climate change?
Okay. Well, I mean, I know this firsthand because I was driving down Talbot Trail and I was like, how come I have to like take a detour? So again, this, we can say that it's due to climate change, but the fact of the matter is it's using money to go towards programs like infrastructure. Erosions along a lake are going to happen anytime. It's not going to be caused because I have a truck running, you know, putting CO2 into the air. I mean, anybody who works in the greenhouse field will tell you that, well, you know, we actually pump the greenhouses full of CO2 all the time. So it's not a pollutant. Now, there are things, though, in our policies, we do have an environmental policy where it's looking after our water, making sure we have clean water, that we're not putting things into the air that are actually toxic to us. But again, it's taking money that we're spending on other things, other programs, foreign policy, that we should be then putting into Canada, building up our infrastructure, building hospitals, you know, like everything that we need, that we are lacking doctors, you know, healthcare, infrastructure to help with water erosion, or just, you know, doing studies to find out what needs to be done, we'll have that money available.
Thank you very much, Trevor Lee, People's Party of Canada candidate in Chatham-Kent-Leamington. Best of luck with your campaign.
Thank you, Robin.